reverence, and veneration. The simplest foundation for meaningful imitation is that the heart of the follower holds a great degree of reverence and veneration for the Prophet. For this reason, Allah commanded the companions to show respect for the Prophet and to send blessings upon him, saying, "Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O you who have believed, ask Allah to confer blessing upon him in peace." Chapter 33, verse 56. We have already established that the companions were believers, while the brethren are Muslims. In our book, The Second Message of Islam, we explained that we would gain a new understanding of the Quran if we distinguish between the stage of the believers and the stage of the Muslims. We discussed this matter in detail there, so we will not repeat it here. Those interested may refer to it. Here we suffice with stating that Muslims are closer to Allah than believers. Their prayer to Allah is more complete and more perfect than that of the believers, and their blessings upon the Prophet are fuller and more profound than those of the believers. When the essence of a Muslim becomes complete, their individual Sharia emerges from this essence. They become someone who follows a personal path in their prayer to Allah and in their blessings upon the Prophet. They are no longer bound by the collective practices of the believers in these acts. This completeness of essence and the emergence of individual Sharia is achieved through Allah's grace and through the faithful imitation of the Prophet. No Muslim reaches this stage without first passing through the stage of being a believer. Similarly, the Muslim community begins with the stage of the believing community. The difference between Muslims while in the stage of faith and the believers is that Muslims retain the potential for progress along the sevenfold path, whereas this potential is closed off at the third stage for the believers. Muhammad, as the messenger of the Muslim community, held a greater message than he did as the messenger to the believing community. In his message to the Muslims, he was Ahmadiyyan. While in his message to the believers, he was Muhammadan. The difference between the two messages stems from the difference in the times. The time of the first message in the 7th century and the time of the second message in the 20th century. To signal these distinctions, this book has been presented without including verbal blessings upon the Prophet. Yet, the book in its entirety is a form of prayer upon him at a level higher than the verbal prayers commonly recited. Our companions do not neglect verbal blessings upon the Prophet as they read this book or whenever the noble Prophet is mentioned. This is the appropriate conduct while journeying toward Islam and during the realization of Islam itself, as Allah said, "Say, each works according to their manner." Chapter 17, verse 84.